Nazir Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav 3:6. The Mishnah here considers what happens when a person becomes a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the issue is that rabbinically, the rabbis declared the land outside of Israel to be Tamei with Tumas Meis. Originally, the Gezerah was against the earth itself, like the clods of earth, at a concern there was like bone fragments there, which would convey Tuma by Maga and Masa, kind of direct contact, let's call it. But later on, it actually was increased to being the air itself being a source of Tuma, as if there's, you know, corpses under the ground or portions of dead bodies under the ground, which could convey Tuma with Ohel, being in the airspace over it. And that's rabbinic in nature. But the bottom line, therefore, is that rabbinically we're treating all the land outside of Israel as if it's a source of Tumas Meis, which is a place where a Nazir isn't allowed to be. So the question is, what happens if a Nazir declares himself to be a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz? If he would be exposed to real Tumas Meis, like, and say he declared it inside a cemetery, then his days couldn't count for him. But this is rabbinic in nature. If the days do count for him, the question is, how to deal with it, and when he ultimately has to come to Eretz Yisrael, which is certainly a necessity, in as much as he'll need to bring his korbanos to conclude his naziris, what happens? Now, according to the Rambam, and that's the way the Bar Tanura seems to learn it, the rabbinic expectation, the demand, really, is that if a person declares that he's a nazir, he has to leave Chutz La'aretz promptly to come to Israel because of this restriction. There are others who learn that no, that's not the case. A person is permitted as a Nazir to be in Chutz La'aretz. He's not forced per se to leave immediately. But nevertheless, there is still this like kind of rabbinic concern, so the question would still arise. So the Mishnah here says, Misha Nazir Naziros Harbe. If a person accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, Harbe, this means for an extended period of time, more than the usual 30 days of a standard Naziris. And that's only relevant in as much as we're going to have a machlokas in a moment between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai regarding what happens when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, and the machlokas only becomes a machlokas if his original commitment was more than 30 days, as you'll see in a moment. So the Mishnah says, V'hishlam es Naziraso, if he concluded, and he committed to being a Nazir for, let's say, 1 year, and then he observed all the restrictions of Naziris for a full year while in Chutz La'aretz. And then V'achar kach b'la'aretz, and then he comes down to Eretz Yisrael. So really, Midorai say he's done. But Midorabbanim, we're saying he isn't done. So Beis Shammai omrim Nazir shloshim yom. Beis Shammai say he needs to do at least like a token 30-day more Naziris. According to the Rambam and the Bar Tanura, that's because really it's a knas, it's a penalty against him. He did the wrong thing. He really should have picked up and gone to Eretz Yisrael immediately, but he didn't, and therefore, at least, even though Midorais had to complete his Naziris, Midorabbanan were sort of punishing him with an extra small token Naziris of 30 more days, and this is why we talk about his original commitment to have been more than the usual 30-day commitment, because if it was just a standard 30-day Naziris, then Beis Shammai says he's doing 30 days, it means doing it all again, and that is going to be Beis Hillel's position now. Beis Hillel Omrim Nazir Batchila. Beis Hillel say no, he has to repeat his entire Naziris from the beginning. In other words, although Midoraisa, your term of Naziris as you observe it in Chutz La'aretz does count, Midorabbanan, it doesn't count, says Beis Hillel. So when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to do it all over again from the very beginning. And by the way, that will be the halacha, like Beis Hillel. Now, the Mishnah isn't done. The Mishnah actually has a story, Maisa. It actually happened Hilne Hamalka. Now, Hilne Hamalka is actually a historical character. She's known as Helen of Adabin, and she was a convert to Judaism in the first century. She actually is basically a contemporary of Josephus, a little bit older than him, but the point is he knew her firsthand and wrote about her at length. So she converted to being she was like the queen of this place, Adabin, which is basically in kind of northern Iraq, in modern-day Iraq, by the Tigris there, included the city of Nineveh. And she converted to Judaism and ultimately moved to Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see here in our Mishnah. Now, she is lauded elsewhere in Shas for being especially admirable, having made very important contributions, monetary contributions, to the base of Mikdash, as well as having supported the people in times of famine and so on. So this was a big tzedekus of a woman, and actually her grave has been found not far from the old city, And actually, her sarcophagus is on display in the Israel Museum in Jerusalem, and she's a known person in any case. So it once happened that she, Hilne Malka, Shehalach Bena Lemilchama, her son, went out to war. Again, the son himself is his identity is known. In Hebrew, he's called Zutus. And he ultimately became the king there of Arabin. And she, Va'amra, Im Yavo Bni Min HaMelchama B'Shalom, she took the following commitment while she was living there in Arabin. She said, if my son comes back from war, okay, Ehe Nazira Sheva Shanim, then I accept upon myself to be a Nazir for 7 years. Ubavna Min HaMelchama, and the son actually is Otis. He came back and he was fine. Vais Nazirus Sheva Shanim, and she, true to her words, observed Nazirus for seven years. But Uvasov Sheva Shanim al Salaretz. Now, after those 7 years are over, she moved to Eretz Yisrael, making Aliyah. Vaharua Beis Hillel Shetehei Nazira Od Sheva Shanim Acheros, and Beis Hillel decreed upon her. Listen, the halach is like Beis Hillel, like our Mishnah, like we saw, and they said, listen. In Chutzaretz, since it's Tamei Midrabanan, those don't count. You have to do it all again. So therefore, she had to do 7 more years, which would bring up to a total of 14 years of being a Nazira. And important to note that a non-Jew who declares himself or herself to be a Nazir, that's not binding. So we're talking here, it must have been she was in Chutzaretz, and she already converted to being Jewish, which happened around the year 30 or so of the Common Era, and then she observed her Nazirus there in Chutz La'aretz. Now, says the Mishnah, that would really be the end of the story in terms of proving that this is actually was carried out in this very way. But as it happens, Ubasof Sheva Shanim, says the Mishnah, at the end of the 7 years, meaning I'll call it year 14, the nit mace, she was exposed to Tumas Mace, which now the halacha is, as we saw before, that resets the clock. V'nim says Nazira Esrim Va'acha Shana. So therefore, it turned out she had to observe Naziris in total for 21 years, 3 sets of 7. Amr Yehuda, our Mishnah says that Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lo hayis Nazira Ela Arba Asra Shana. She's only a Nazira for 14 years. Now, the way that the Bartanura understands it here is that she became a Nazira on she came exposed to corpse tuma on her last day of Naziris, and Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Rabbi Elazar that we saw back in the fourth mission of our parak, that you just, if it's on the very last day that you get exposed to corpse tuma, then you just have to do one more month, 30 more days. I mean, that's what happened to her. The way the Gemara, as we have it in the gears in front of us, seems to be that it actually, no, it never happened at all. That, in other words, she never just, she forget that last month. She 14 was all that she needed. And that's that. Whatever the case is, the halacha is certainly like Beis Hillel, that a person who declares his to be a Nazir Chutz La'aretz, when he gets there at Israel, he has to count all those the entire Naziris that he committed to a second time.